The LaClay County Health Department has received notification of 22 additional positive laboratory confirmed cases of COVID-19 in LaClay County for Monday. The total now stands at 5,231 cumulative cases to date. 133 of those are currently active cases, and 126 LaClay County residents have died from the COVID virus. New cases identified on Monday, case number 5,210 to 5,231. Of the 22 new cases identified, 21 were symptomatic. One was asymptomatic. Five were identified as a close contact to a positive case. Six identified as a household contact to a positive case. 11 of the 22 had no known contact to a positive case and assumed community spread. Of the new cases identified on Monday, of the 22, 10 were not vaccinated. Five were not vaccinated due to being under the age of 12. One person had received their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Four cases had received both doses of the Moderna vaccine. Two cases had received both doses of the Pfizer vaccine. There were no breakthrough cases on Monday that required hospitalization or resulted in death. The total number of breakthrough cases reported to date is 13. Eight had received the Moderna, three received the Pfizer, two had received the Johnson & Johnson. The total number of breakthrough cases that have led to death is five, with four having received the Moderna vaccine, one having received the Pfizer. LaClay County positive cases associated with a school district. The Lebanon School District has now reported 48 cases this school year, 30 at the high school, 5 at the middle school, 2 at Maplecrest, 5 at Boswell, and 6 at Easter Elementary. The Jolie Barber School District has reported 1 case this school year. The Conway School District has reported 8 cases, with the 6 at Ezard Elementary and 2 at Conway High School. From the Regional Radio KGL Newsroom, I'm Bruce Wayne.